Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Hey. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lender in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. We are holding on the first medium-sized line on daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit about the para of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, where the Chacham were unhappy that it went out with the Ritzua Bein Kraneha. Then the Gemara on Amud Aleph is going to discuss the inyan of Tochicha, of when it is that a person has to be Mochiach others who are doing an Avera, and when we do not have a responsibility to be Mochiach others, and how sometimes one is punished for not being Mochiach. Then the Gemara is going to discuss four different opinions as far as when it is that Zuchus Avos ended. The Gemara is going to discuss the concept of Zuchus Avos, and at some point that Zuchus Avos has come to an end. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss whether people can die without sin, or is it only through Averos that a person would ever die, and who are the people that ever died in history without sin? Which obviously reflects the fact that there is at least one opinion that holds that people can die without sin. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to start getting into and going through into tomorrow's daf as well. Those people who it seems from Tanakh they did terrible averos, but Chazal have perhaps a different view of whether in fact they did averos. So in today's daf, we're going to discuss what exactly Reuven did with his father's bed or with his father's wife. What exactly that was about, and what exactly did the B'nai Eli do, and whether they in fact had sins. So a lot of Agadita today, but we're holding on daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Again, we're not yet quite at the story of the Praso Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We're at Velo Para Ba'or HaKupar. So the Mishnah had said that a para can't go out with the Or HaKupar. So what is this Or HaKupar? The Avdi Laki Yechidul Olam Tziyua Yali. It was something they would put over the cow's udders so that leeches shouldn't attach themselves to the cow's udders. So it causes leeches to not come. So Velo Beritzua Shebin Kraneha. Nor can an animal, can a cow go out with the strap between its horns. So, Ila Rav, Bein Lanoi, Bein Lashamer Aser. According to Rav, who holds that anything that's a Shmira Yesera is considered to be a Masoi, we had that Sugya back on Daf Nun Beis, that which is an extra Shmira beyond what that type of animal needs is considered a Masoi. So, whether it's there for decorative purposes or whether it's there for Shmira, a cow doesn't need that level of Shmira. It's therefore going to be Aser. But Ila Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who holds that even that which is there for Shmira Yisera is not a Masui and is going to be Mutter, so according to Shmuel, Lenoi Aser, but Leshamer Mutter. If it's there just for Noi, if it's there just for decorative purposes, then it's going to be Aser, but if it's there Leshamer, then it's going to be Mutter, because a Shmira Yisera is still considered a Shmira and not a Masui. Then we get a Paraso Shel Blazer Ben Azariah. The Mishnah started talking about the Para of Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, how it would go out Biritsua Shabin Kraneha. So says Mara Vachata Para Havilai. Where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only had one para? Vamarav Avilam Rav Yudam Rav Trace Ralph Yagle Havama Asar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Medre Kal Shata Vashata. He used to take 12,000 calves, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, just for Meiser each and every year, which meant that 120,000 new calves were born into his flock every year. So he had a lot more than one cow. How could it talk about, oh, that cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which cow would he choose to put the strap on? So Tana lo shalohai. So no, it wasn't his cow. El shal shchinasohai. So it belonged to his neighbor, his female neighbor. Mitok shalomichaba. Because he didn't say anything to stop her, nikreis al shema. We call it by his name, meaning we make it as if it's his. Sounds from the Gemara that it's like an onesh from Blazer ben Azariah in the sense that we call it, we blame him for what happened because he did not make a macha'a. The Gemara in Sechas Beitz on Daf Chav Gimel discusses this, and it sounds like he himself, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, actually holds that it's okay. So that's a little, that it's mutter to do this. So that's a little bit difficult. We're blaming him for something that he held was actually mutter. Anytime there's a machlokas and you follow your own shita, you're going to get punished for following your own shita. So some of the acharim say, no, the taina we had was that he was matirit for his neighbor. That you also know that when there's a yachid v'rabim, the halach is like the rabim. So he should have told his neighbor that you have a responsibility to follow the rabim, even though personally he had a responsibility to follow his own shita, because that's what he thought was the correct shita. There is Yerushalmi. A couple of people sent me a text last night with a picture of the page in Yerushalmi where the Yerushalmi says not that it was his neighbor, it was his wife, and he didn't make a macha on his wife, so he had to bore a sense of responsibility for what was going on in his own house. There is a discussion, the Tosra B'Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos raises the issue whether women are chayiv in shvisas behema. We have this whole discussion all about shvisas behema in this entire perek. Are women obligated in shvisas behema? Shvisas behema is not a lo sasei, it's a mitzvah sasei to be shovis behemto. So if it's only on Shabbos, l'chora, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Now there is a machlokas about why it is that women are chayiv in shalashudis. Machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran in Masechta Shabbos. Everyone agrees that women are chayiv in shalashudis. Machlokas why they're chayiv in shalashudis. Are they chayiv in shalashudis because shalashudis, the idea of three su'udos on Shabbos, relates to the man? The Gemara derives it from the fact that in Parshas Haman it says the word ayom three times, and therefore af hein hayu ba'osa nes. Women were also included in the nes of the man, so they're chayiv in three meals on Shabbos. Or perhaps no. Maybe the reason that chayiv in shalashudis af hein hayu ba'osa nes only doesn't apply to things that did not involve some direct salvation from an imminent sakana. That's what the Ran's taina on Rabbeinu Tam is. We didn't have there was no imminent sakana that we needed salvation from. So you don't say afein oibel sanes in such circumstances. No, the reason women are chayiv in the man is because the Gemara told us that kol sheyeshlo b'shamar yeshlo b'zachar. Anyone who is included in Shmira Shabbos is also included in Zechiras Shabbos, and Zechiras Shabbos includes all the mitzvahs haseh of Shabbos. It doesn't just mean kiddush. It doesn't just mean kiddush and avdala. It means everything related to Shabbos, all the mitzvahs haseh of Shabbos, including shalashudis. So nafkamina between those two, one of the nafkaminas between those two opinions might be whether women are included in shvisas behema. That if you hold that it's afein oibos haneis, so that's got nothing to do with shvisas behema. That has everything to do with the man and things that are related to the man. But if you hold it's all about the general inyanim of Shabbos, all the mitzvahs haseh of Shabbos, so then that would apply to shvisas behema as well. So Rikive raises it as a suffix. L'chora, we have a very, very clear raya from this whole sugya, that here we have this whole parak about Shvisas Behema, and the Gemara says, Paraso Shavlos Be'Mazari was Shchinto, and Lo Michaba, he didn't make a macha on her. It sounded like it was a woman who was violating Shvisas Behema. So it sounds like certainly that she's included in the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema. Okay, says the Gemara further. Now, Rav Rabbi Chirin, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chavim, Masnum, Bekuli Seh Demoi, Kolki Aizuga, Chalufi, Rabbi Yochanan, Uma'ayil, Rabbi Yonasan. So it was a group of Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Chaviva. But some have throughout Seder Moed, whenever you have that group of four listed together, that you insert Rabbi Yonasan in place of Rabbi Yochanan, that kol mi she'efshar limchal zan shebeso, whatever the constitution of this group that said this, but they said that anyone who has the ability to make a macha, to object to the behavior of the people in his household for inappropriate behavior, v'lo micha, but he decides to let it slide, and he does not make a macha, nitvas alan shebeso, he's going to be punished for the averos of the people in his house. It's as if he did the averos on his own. The smag points out in the mitzvah say yud aleph that all of that is only when they're going to be mekabel his tocha, or it's at least a suffik. But if they're vade mezidim and they're not going to listen to anything that he says, so then you have no obligation to be mochiach ksil, to be mochiach someone who's a fool who's never going to listen. But if there's a chance that they might listen, so yes, he has a responsibility to make a macha. Banche iro nitvas alanche iro. Some people's sphere of influence is a little bit broader. They might be able to impact their entire community, their entire city. Well, then they have to do that. Then b'chol olam kulo nitvas al kol olam kulo. And if their sphere of influence is even broader than that, that they can impact the entire world, then they have an obligation to be mochiach the entire world. Meaning, a person has to exert their influence to the extent possible to get people to do the right thing, to get people to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam properly. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, an interesting tshuva about someone who had asked, it became a famous tshuva, people don't realize what the shayla was, about someone who asked about inviting non-religious Jews who are going to drive on Shabbos. So everyone always quotes that tshuva that Rav Moshe talks about inviting people for a Shabbos meal. It's not what Rav Moshe's tshuva was about. Rav Moshe's tshuva was about a shul that wanted to have a youth minyan. And the idea was that most of the people that it would appeal to came from families that were not Shomrei Shabbos, and the parents were likely going to drive the children to shul shul and drop them off for a youth minyan on Shabbos. Rav Moshe very famously said, his opinion was different than that of many other poskim, but he very famously said that it's not only an isra of lifnei iver, it's an isra of mesis. He was mechadesh that the idea of mesis doesn't only apply to avodah zarah, it applies to shar isurim as well. And he said, absolutely not, you cannot do it. But he said, if you tell me that the Baal HaBatim are going to do it anyway, and you're not really running the show as the rabbi, you don't really have that choice anyway, so I'm not going to tell you you have to quit your job for it. You could still be the rabbi of the shul, but he said you should have individual conversations with each of the young men that show up to that youth minyan and encourage them to be Shomer Shabbos. He says that's your minimal obligation as for ochiach tochiach, for being mochiach people. And he said, I rubam lo yishmu, the majority of them will not listen. That's not the criteria. The criteria isn't will all of them listen. The criteria is there a chance that you'll be able to be mashpia on any of them? And if there's a chance you'll be able to mesh beyond any of them, then that's your responsibility. That's what you have to do. The people from the house of the Reish Kalusa get punished for the misdeeds of the entire world. Rabbi Chanina commented, so why does it say that Hashem is going to come in judgment of the Zikne Amo and Sarav? Im Sarim Chatu, if the Sarim did, prominent people did an Avera, Zekena Machatu. Zekena refers to the members of the Sanhedrin, Rashi points out. What exactly did they do? Well, sometimes they also do Averos, but it sounds like that the Pasuk is commenting on the Averos of the Sarim. So, Ele'ema al Zekenim Shalomichu Basarim. The Zekenim are faulted for not making a Machah, for not objecting and trying to correct the behavior of the Sarim. Rav Yehuda Yosef Kamei Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. As Asaya Itza, and a woman came, was crying out to Shmuel that someone committed an avla to her, someone did something not right to her. But Shmuel wasn't paying attention to what she was saying. So Amalei, so Rav Yehuda says to Shmuel, Lo Savarle Mar, don't you hold what the pasuk says in Mishlei? Ote Moslem Mizakas Dal Gam Hu Yikrav Lo Yeyone? That if someone closes his ears from the cries of someone who's desperate and is being taken advantage of, so his punishment is that he's going to have an Eis Tzara himself, and he's going to call out, and no one's going to listen to him. So how could you not listen to her? So Amalei Shinna, he said, sharp one, Reshach Bekariri, that maybe the your Rebbe, meaning me, will be judged with cold water, and meaning that's how I'll try to be burnt for not judging her case. But Reshach the Reshach Bechamimi, but it's my Rebbe, the Rebbe of your Rebbe, that's really going to pay the price for this. Meaning Mar Ukva, he's really in charge. He's the one that has the ability to take charge of the situation. So Yosef Marukva Av Bezin. Marukva is the Av Bezin, so he gets to decide what goes on the docket and which cases he's going to accept. So if there's a fault here, it's not mine. It's the one who has the possibility of influence. Dechsev, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu's nevuah about the Malchus Yehuda, based David Koa Mar Hashem Dinu La Boker Mishpat Vatzilu Gazul Miyad Oshek Penteitze Koesh Hamasi Uvar Avein Mechabim Bepre Roam Alulehem. So only those who are biyadol ishbot are the ones that are punished. So that's why it's not my problem. It's the problem of whoever is being Yoshev Rosh as the Av Beis Din. Another maisa relating to Tocha. Amar le Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Simon. Lochinu mar lahani d'bei Reish Kalusa. You should give Tochacha to the people of the Reish Kalusa. Amar le lo makabli minai. Why would I do that? They're not going to listen to me anyway. Amar le afal gavdol makabli lochinu mar. Even if they're not going to be makabel, you still have a responsibility. You have a mitzvah in the Torah to give Tocha. So Tosus points out, Hainu hecha desafek imakabli. Kadam resamach lefneim migalui. That's only if there's a suffek that they might listen. But there is a principle also that if you know for sure they're not going to listen, so then better that they be shogig and not be mazid, better that you not be mochiach them. It's in their best interest that you not correct their behavior when you know with certainty that they're not going to listen. So we have such rayas from throughout Shas that's the case, that if you know bevad Vade that they're not going to listen, then you don't have to be mochiach them. Da'am Rabbi Yachab Rachanina, me'olam yotza mida tova, mi'pia kodesh baruch hu, v'chazur ba'al ra, chutz mi'davar zeh. This is the only thing. For failure to be mochiach, it's the only time that kodesh baruch hu ever promised good and then changed it for the bad. Backed out on a promise of something for good. What happens? Because the pasuk says by Yecheskel being misnave about the peronos that were going to happen to Yerushalayim because of the averos that were done, vayomer Hashem elav avor b'socha ir b'socha Yerushalayim v'svisa tov al mitzchos ha'anoshim hane'enochim v'ane'enochim al kol ha'toevos ha'nasos b'tocha. Put a tuf, the letter tuf, on the foreheads of the people for all the averos that were happening. What exactly was the instruction over here? Samlei HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel. Hashem told Gavriel, the Malach, Leich urishom al mitzchan shel tzadikim tuf shel dio. Go and find the foreheads of all of the tzadikim and mark on their foreheads the letter tuf in ink, and that will be a simin shelo yishlutu ben malachei chavala, that when the malachei chavala are sent out to punish people, they're going to leave those people with an ink tuf on their foreheads all alone. Val mitzchum shel rishayim tuf shel dam, and on the foreheads of the rishayim put the same letter, but it should be made out of dam, kedei sheyishlutu ben malachei chavala, so that the malachei chavala will in fact go after them. The simin on the meitzach shel Rishayim is not mentioned in the pasuk. The Gemara is just saying that Misvara, Tosos points out. The Sfasema says, you know, Lule Divrei Tosos, he would have explained that that's why the Rishayim are mentioned in the pasuk. Hane'enochim v'ane'enochim, that's the Tzadikim. Al kol ha'toevos ha'nasim b'tocha is the Rishayim. So the Tuf actually relates to both the Tzadikim and the Rishayim directly in the pasuk. But either way, the Gemara certainly understands it that way, that they're both marked so that the Malachi Chavala will know who to affect and who not to affect. The grudge just points out that it's a little bit strange that they both need to be marked. Meaning, if you want to split people up into two groups, you only need to mark one group, and then the group that's unmarked is the other group. So the Gra points out that the tuf is necessary on the Meitzach Shel Rishayim and on the Meitzach of Tzadikim, and it's not enough to have just one group or the other because there is a third group. There's a group of Beinanim. A tzaddik, he says, Bizman Magefa, even if he goes out in public and he doesn't practice social distancing, nothing's going to happen to the tzaddik. The Rasha, if he's even if he hides in a cave somewhere and he bathes in Purell every day, it's not going to help him. He's still going to suffer at the time of Magefa. And that's why we need to make a simin for the Rishayim and Tzaddikim. Whereas a Beinoni, which we assume most of us are Beinonim, so we're subject to what normal forces are. And therefore, the Beinonim, if they go out and they're careless, so then the mashchis is going to get them. But if they're not careless, so then they might be protected. So Amr Midas Adin V'nai Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Midas Adin says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Elu Me'elu? Why are the tzaddikim any different than the Rishayim? Which seems like a silly question. So Amr La, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Halal tzaddikim gemurim v'halal rishayim gemurim. What do you mean? What's the difference between these and those? These are tzaddikim gemurim. Those are rishayim gemurim. They're totally different. Samar lefan of ribbono shel olam hayu biyadam limchas v'lamichu. These so-called tzaddikim had the ability to make a macha'a, and they didn't. They did not object to the poor behavior that they saw around them. Samar lagoliv yadul lefnei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's a reason why they didn't make a machah. No one ever would have listened. And I know that no one would have listened because I'm Bochin Kleios Valev. I know what goes on inside people's hearts and minds. So Amr Lefanav, so the Midas Adin said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Lefanecha Goloi Lahemi Goloi. You know because you're God, but they're not God. Did they know for sure that no one was going to listen to them? How come they weren't Mochiach? And that's why the Pasuk says that after the Tzivoy to the Malachi Chavala, it says Zakin Bachur Besula Taf Nashim Tahargu Lamashkis Val Kol Ish Asher Alav Hatav Al Tigashu Mimkdash Aitechalu. That first it says not to touch the tzaddikim that have a taf, and at the end it says Umimikdashi Tachelu. That the tzaddikim, the mikdashi, those who are the holy ones, even on them the Malachi Chavala should attack. And that's the evidence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu backing out on a promise for good. that initially the tzaddikim were marked for good, and now Kadosh Baruch Hu is backing out on them because of the kitrug of the midas hadin. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Ve'achelu ba'anashim azikenim asher lefnei abayis." So the hashchasa began with the tzaddikim. So Tani Rav Yosef al tikri mikdashi ele mikudashai, that not mikdashi, but those who are mekadish mi el bnei adam shekimu asatora kula me alef atav. Those are the tzaddikim of the generation that fulfilled the entire Torah from beginning to end. Umiyad, and right away by the Malachi Chaval, the pasuk says, "Vine shisha anoshim boim miderek shara elyon asher mafnat zifona tzafona v'ish kli maftzo biyado v'ish echad besocham lovush habatim v'kesas asofer b'masnav v'yavo v'yamdu etzal mizbeach hanachoshes." So first off, before we get into anything else, mizbeach hanachoshes mihava. Wait a second. This was in the days of Yecheskel. Shlomo Melch already hid the mizbeach hanachoshes. So what kind of mizbeach hanachoshes could we be referring to? Shlomo Melch instead replaced it with the mizbeach shel avanim that's 32 amos long and wide. So what kind of mizbeach hanachoshes was the pasuk referring to? Why does it call it mizbeach hanachoshes? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu hischil mimakom shom shir lefanai, that the Malachi Chavala began to be mashkis from the Levim, from the tzaddikim who sing shira in front of the mizbeach with and the shira is done with clay nechoshes. So it's not a mizbeach hanechoshes. They're near the mizbeach, but they use clay nechoshes near the mizbeach. That's why we refer to it as the mizbeach hanechoshes, even though it wasn't nechoshes. Umaninu shisha anashim. Who are these six men that we said that came to destroy Yerushalayim? So Rav Chista, these are Malachi Chavala, and they have names. The Malachi Chavala are Ketzef, Af, Vechema, Mashchis, Meshaber, and Mechale. Each of those names relate to Piranus and relate to destructive activity, because that was the mission of these Malachi Chavala. So the Kolbo writes that each one had a different role. One was sent to kill the Malachim, and one the Bachrim, and one the Chayos, and one the Ketanim, and one Adam, and one the Behema. That Malachim in general, that one Malach doesn't do two Shlichios. So it's not just that they're just being Mechabel and everything. That each one has its own role, different categories of people to go after. Umayshna Tuf, of all the letters to choose to mark the people, the tzaddikim, the rishayim, why dafka the letter tav? So several answers. Gemara says, Amar Rav, tav tichya, tav tamus. Tzaddikim needed a tav on their foreheads to indicate tichya, and the rishayim had a tav shel dam on their foreheads to indicate tamus, that they should die. Ushmol Amar, tamus zuchus avos. No, tav represents that the zuchus avos is no longer there to protect people. So tzaddikim are going to live because they have their own zuchus. They have their own zuchuyos of living lives of Torah and mitzvos. But the rishayim don't have anything to rely on because the zuchus avos is no longer there. So the rishonim are already bothered. Tamas zuchus avos. How come in davening we say we have the first bracha shemoneh esrei is about avos every day? What are we bothering bringing up the avos if the zuchus avos is no longer there for us? So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that even though zuchus avos is tama, bris avos is lo tama, and those are two different things. So we have kavana for bris avos, like v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. The Nesivus in his Haggadah, in his commentary to the Haggadah, explains the difference between zuchus avos and bris avos. Zuchus avos is that we're living off of the merits that of the mitzvos, that there are accumulated merits and accumulated zuchuyos that we're still reaping the benefit from, that we're still getting the schar from. Whereas bris avos is not that there's merits and zuchuyos that we're still, but it's a promise that Kodesh Baruch Hu made to the avos. So whether the math works out or doesn't work out in terms of what we deserve, but there is this covenant that Kodesh Baruch Hu said. You have two friends, and one of them is dying, and the other one promises, "I'm going to take care of your children. I'm going to take care of them. I'm always going to make sure that they're going to be okay." So at some point, they may need a lot of caring for. At some point, say, what did my friend really do for me? Did he do this much for me that I should take that much care of them? Yeah, but it's the promise that you made to them. So that's the notion of bris avos. Whereas zuchus avos is using the calculations, making sure the credits and the debits align. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zuchus Avos. Can you tell I'm a son and a husband of accountants? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tachun Zuchus Avos. Rabbi Yochanan says that they mark off on the foreheads because it means Tachun Zuchus Avos. Tadafka, remember to be masculine the Zuchus Avos and have mercy because of that. So Tzadikim have Maisavosem Biyodeim. The Zuchus Avos helps them, but the Rishayim who have no interest in the Zuchus Avos because they don't even behave in the same way as the Avos, and therefore the Zuchus Avos is not going to benefit them. Whereas, so it turns out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Zuchus Avos is only beneficial for Tzadikim, whereas Bris Avos wouldn't help, whereas Bris Avos would even help Rishayim, but wouldn't help Tzadikim. I mean, Zuchus Avos is only there for the Tzadikim, that Rabbi Yochanan says, because it only works for those who are Ochiz Maisa Avos Sehem Biyadeyem. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Taf Sof Chasam Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu. Specifically, the letter Taf was chosen because it is a remez to the end of the chasima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? What's the chasima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the signature of Hashem? Dam Rebbe Chanina Chasam Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. The chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Aleph is the first letter in the Aleph Beis. Mem is the middle, and Taf is the last letter in the Aleph Beis. Ani Hu, Ani Rishon, Af Ani Achron is Ani HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rishon, Achron in the middle. That's how Rashi understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's signature is from the beginning, the end, and the middle of the Aleph Beis. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Yaakov points out that the Mem is the middle letter based on the Cheshbon together with the Osios Menatzvach, meaning together with the Osios Asofios, like Chaf Sofis, when it's found after the letter, the regular Chaf, that's before the Os Mem has 13 Osios, and afterwards 13 Osios. So it works out that it's exactly the middle letter when you include the Menatzbach letters, when you include the Sofis letters. So then it turns out to be the exact middle letter of the Aleph Beis. So that's why Emes turns out to be, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged the Aleph Beis, that Emes is the Chosam, Emes is the seal of the Aleph Beis. Specifically, Chaim V'Lashon explains that Emes is different than other positive descriptions. You could describe things as being good, as being nice, Tov and Yafeh and all of those things, but Emes ultimately is the most objective terminology, right? Something is either something that's good for one person, it's not necessarily good for another person, something, but there is no relative truth. Truth is an absolute. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an absolute. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar, Eilu Bnei Adam Shekimu HaSatorah Me'al HaSatorah Kula Me'al HaTav. The Tav is Merames for people who kept the entire Torah from beginning to end. At what point did we lose out on the Zuchus Avos? Did it run out? So Amar Rav, Mimos Yeshua ben Mimos Hoshea ben Be'eri. Shneamar, the pasuk says in Hoshea, Agala es Navlusa le'enei ma'avel v'ish lo yatzilenu miyadi. That even the Zuchus Avos is not going to help because apparently it ran out. Ushmul Amar, Mimei Chaza'el. In the days of Chaza'el, Shneamar, the pasuk says in Melachim Beis, v'chaza'el melech haram lochatz es Yisrael kol yimei yo achaz, that he caused that aggravation for the Jewish people. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Vayachan Hashem osam veyirachemim veyifen aleim leman briso es Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov v'lo ava ashchisam v'lo shlichu me'alpanav ad ata." So, Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanus on Klal Yisrael and the Zuchus of Avos ad ata. Only until that point, but from then on, it wasn't going to help anymore. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amr Mimei Eliyahu Shneamar, because the pasuk says with the story of Eliyahu and the Nevi Abal in Melachim Aleph, Vayihi Ba'alos Hamincha Vayigash Eliyahu Anavi Vayomar Hashem Elokei Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Hayom Yivada Ki Ata Elokim Yisrael Vani Avadecha. It was a big demonstration that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Eliyahu was making, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be recognized, and the Nevi Abal should be recognized as Shakranim Ubidvarecha. So Eliyahu said, let Hashem know to remember the Bris Avos. From the Lashon of Hayom, though, it sounds like, and that was it. That day was when it was going to be the last opportunity. Rabbi Yochanan Mimei Chizkiyahu, that it was in the days of Chizkiyahu that Zuchus Avos ran out. Shneamar, because the pasuk says, Lamar be'amisra l'sholom ein keitz, al kisei David v'al mamlachta l'hachanos ol l'sada b'mishpat v'tztaka me'atav yad olam, kines Hashem tzvakos ta'asezos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamin mamlachta of Chizkiyahu, on the throne of David in the zuchus of kinas Hashem lekvodo. So it's only because of that, and not because of zuchus avos. It's because he had the kinas Hashem for the kavod of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing else. It wasn't zuchus avos because there was no longer zuchus avos. So now that we're discussing that zuchus avos is no longer there, and people getting punished for their sins, so we're going to discuss whether people always get punished or die as a result of averas, or there are other causes of death. Meaning, is cause of death always the same thing for everybody? Avera. That's cause of death. So Amar Rav Ami, ein misa below chet, vein yisurin below avon. Misa only happens when there's chet, and yisurin always happens when there's avon. Tos points out that chet means shogeg, avon means mezid. So one suffers when they do worse, when they do averus b'mezid. So you have to assume that we're talking about very significant suffering, because misa is much worse than minor suffering, but very significant torture is deemed worse than misa. Ein misa below chet, tuchsiva nefesh achatasi tamos. Ben lo yisa ba avona ava, av lo yisa ba avona ben. Tzidka satzadik alav tiyah, verisha sarasha alav tiyah. So it's dafka the nefesh chataas that's tamus. But someone who's not chataas is not going to die. Ein yisurim below avon, duchsiv ufakanti b'shevet pisham uvinegoyim avonam. That the shevet and the negoyim, which are the yisurim, come about because of pekita sa'avon, because of Kodesh Baruch Hu's taking account of the avonos. So Meisve asked the Gemara, is that true that ein misa below chet? Amru malachei shayis nei kodesh baruch ribon shalolam mibnei makan asa misa al adam rishon. Why did adam rishon have to die? So amalem Hashem said mitzvah kalat zivisiv vavarala. What do you mean? He did an avera. He was not allowed to eat from the etz hadas. That was one mitzvah I gave him, and he didn't observe that mitzvah. Is there a chi of misa for such a mitzvah? So apparently yes, especially if it's the only mitzvah, right? Mitzvah kalat. I only gave him one thing to do. So in general, we find that very often that when certain things can take on enhanced importance when it's the only thing, even though normally it wouldn't take on such enhanced importance. But over here, this was the only mitzvah that they had to do. Rav Moshe writes that way in explaining the Midrashim. Rav Moshe has a tshuva whether you're allowed to give a secular name to your children, or they could only be called by Jewish names. So Rav Moshe says, of course it's mutter. Half of the Amoraim had secular names. They didn't have Jewish names. What about the Medrash that Shaloshinu as Shemam is how we got out of Mitzrayim? Because we didn't have mitzvos yet. So that was the only way to maintain Jewish identity. That was it. So when that was it, that's when it was really important. But once we had Torah and mitzvos, so that's what defines, you know, Mila Hashem Elai. That's what defines who's committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah and mitzvos does. So in the time of the Eitz Hadas, that was it. There was one mitzvah. So if you fail in that, so then you're gonna have Misa. So Amar Lo V'Alo Moshe V'Aaron Shekimu Kol HaTorah Kulo Umesu. But wait, you're going to tell me that people only die with averos? Moshe and Aaron fulfilled the entire Torah and they died. So I'm like, Mikra Echa the Tzadik L'Rosh Latov. The pasuk says Latar Latame L'Zavech Asher Inenu Zavech. So the implication is there's no difference between Tzadik and Rasha, between someone who's good and someone who's a sinner. At the end, everyone is going to die. So apparently you see that there is Misa below Chet, and the Rai is from Moshe and Aaron. So it says Mar Huda Amar Ki Aitana. No, Rav Ami is assuming like the following Tana, meaning this is a machlokas whether there's such a thing as Misa below Chet. For Rav Ami, who says that you can only die with sin, assumes like the following Tana. Detanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Af Moshe V'Aaron B'Chet HaMesu, they also sinned. Shenemar, because by Mei Meriva, the pasuk says, Lan Ya'an Lo Emantem Bi, you didn't express your emuna in me. Ha Emantem Bi, Adayin Lo Yigatiz Man Chem Lipatim In Olam. But had you expressed that emuna, then you would not have died, at least at that point, until you would have committed some other Avera, because Ein Misa B'Lo Chet. So Meisve asked the Gemara, is that true that Ein Misa B'Lo Chet? But what about the fact that the Brisa tells us that Arba Meisu Bat Yoshal Nachash, that there are four people that didn't do any averos and they only died because of the original Eitza that the Nachash gave to eat from the Eitz Hadas, where there was a gezeira made that all of the offspring of Chava from then on are going to die, and that's the only reason these people died. Who are these people? Ve'eluhein Binyamin ben Yaakov, Binyamin the son of Yaakov, Amram Avi Moshe, Amram the father of Moshe, Yishai Avi David, and Kilav ben David. So it's very strange. Normally you refer to someone, you refer to them as Ben, the son of somebody else. So only, but over here you have Binyamin is Ben David, and Kilav is Binyamin is Ben Yaakov, Kilav is Ben David, but Amram Avram and Yishai are referred to by who they are the father of. So that's what the Bali Musar point out over here, that if you also notice something else that's strange about this list, that if you had to define who the key characters in Jewish history are, the people who really accomplished major things for the Jewish people, so these are, for the most part, secondary characters, right? They're very, very great people. They never did an Avera, but for the most part, these were not the greatest leaders, the people who had the greatest impact. Who are the people that had the greatest impact? The people they were close with. Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, those were the, but those people all sinned. And, the indication being that a person can be a tzaddik that's lo yechta, but very often, if a person doesn't put himself out there, then he's, and takes certain risks in terms of dealing with people and being more of a public personality, then it's also going to limit his impact in some way, or put differently, b'makom shebali tshuva amdimein tzaddikim gemurim yichalim lamod. That yes, these were tzaddikim gemurim that never sinned, but balei tshuva have their sins motivate them to greatness very often. The fact that people did averos and they feel that they need to compensate for that, that they need to make up for that, that often allows them to accomplish a sense of greatness. So that's why we highlight who they were close to. The Kulu Gemara, and all of this is just known from tradition, Levarim Yishai Avi David, the Mefarish Beikra, except for Yishai Avi David, where it's explicit in the Pasuk, Tuchsiv Es Amasa, Sam Avshalom Tachas Yoav, So Bas Nachash, v'chi Bas Nachash Avai, was Avigail the daughter of a man named Nachash, v'lo Bas Yishai Avai, she was the daughter of Yishai, d'chsiv, v'chi Yosein Tzruya v'Avigail, elo Bas Misha Meis Batyo shel Nachash. No, it's the daughter of the one who died only because of the Nachash. Mani, ilei matana demalach ha'yashari, so who's the one that taught this brisa? If it's the Tana that taught us about the Malach HaYasharis responding about Moshe and Aaron. So the Bryce over here is listing other tzaddikim that also only died by Yishol Nachash. V'yikam Moshe v'Aaron, but then how come it didn't list Moshe and Aaron on its list? If we're going like the time of that Bryce, so Moshe and Aaron also died without sin. Elav, Rav Shimon Elazar, it must be that we're assuming like Rav Shimon Elazar, that Moshe and Aaron did sin, and these are the only four. Shema Mina, Yesh Misa B'lochet, V'yesh Yisurim B'lo'avon. And therefore you see that according to everybody, there's Misa B'lochet. V'tiyufta d'Ravami, tiyufta. And therefore the Gemara leaves it as a tiyufta and Ravami, because we do see that one can die even without chet. Amar Rav Shomar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonason, Kol Amar Ruvain Chataynu El Atoa. Anyone who says Ruvain sinned in the story with Bila is making a mistake. Shneamar, because the pasuk says V'yu b'nei Yaakov Shnei Masar Melamed Shekulan Shkulim Ke'echas, that they were all tzaddikim. None of them slept with their father's wife. Elamani Mekayim. So how do I explain the pasuk V'yishkav Es Bila Pilegesh Aviv, that he slept with Bila's father's Pilegesh? Melamed Shabilba Matzo Shalaviv. He just moved the beds around. And the Torah considers it like he slept with her. He was saved from committing this Avera. Because could it be possible that his offspring would stand by Har Evel and be among the Mekalalim? They're going to say, they're going to say that when they're the ones that did this. This is what the post can point out. Some Sof writes in the Tshuva that you can give Avarianim an Aliyah to the Torah, but you shouldn't give them an Aliyah and the parsha that they're nichshalin. So if you have a person who's who violates arayos, don't give him the aliyah for laning a mincha in Yom Kippurim. Don't give him from this week's parsha. Elamani mekayim v'yishkav es bila pilegesh aviv elbon imo tava, that he was making a macha for his mother's honor. Amar imachosi meyasetzar liimi, if Rachel had to be a thorn in my mother's side to compete for my father's affection, shivcha sachosi mitzar liimi, even her shivcha has to be a competition to my mother. Amar Bilbilas Matzah. So he moved around the bed, Yaakov's bed, to the ohel of Leah. Acherim Amar Shtei Matzahs Bilbil, Achas Shal Shechina V'Achas Shal Aviv, that Yaakov used to keep an extra bed for the Shechina, and he moved that one also. V'Hayinu D'Chsiv Az Chilalto Yitzuei Allah, that it's not Yitzuei Elisa, but Allah, that it was Mechal Es Hashem as well. Kitanoi says Gemara, this is Machlokas Tanoim, whether Ruvain sinned or not, because the pasuk says in the Tocha Yaakov gave to Ruvain Pachas Kamayim Al Tosar. Pazosa Chavta Zalta, that Pachas relates to you acted too quickly, you were Mechayiv yourself with the Nisar of Eshes Ish, and you were Mezalzel in the covenant of your father. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Pasata Aldas Chatosa Zanisa. Pachas stands for you violated the law by that ultimately was going to be given in the Torah, not to sleep with Eshes Aviv, you sinned against your father, and you were mezana. So all these terrible things. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, pilalta chilta zorcha. Then no, you davened, and you were meschanin lufnei Hashem, and therefore zorcha tfilascha, Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to your tfila. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, adayin tshrichan adal modai. We still need to hear what Rabbi Lazar Modai has to say about this. Rabbi Lazar Modai Omer, hafochas hateva vidorsha. Switch it around. Not pachas, but zachap. Start from the zayin. Zazata, hirtata, that you were afraid to sin, and therefore you backed out, and that's why the sin ran away from you. You had that moment of courage where you didn't ultimately sin. So you see very clearly that according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar Modai, Reuven thought about doing the aver, but he didn't actually do it. Rava Amri La Rav Yirmiya Baraba Zecharta Onsho Shel Davar. Remember the Onesh of Eshesav Chilisa Atzmecha Choli Gadol, and you made yourself sick to hold your Yetzer Hara back in Parashat Milachto, and that way you refrained from sinning. Reuven Bnei Eli Bnei Shmuel Davidu Shlomo V'Yash Sim. And these are the simon to the people we're going to discuss. Amr b'shobar Rachmani, Amr b'yonosan, Kolomer b'nei Eli chatu, Einu elatoa. Anyone says that the b'nei Eli sin is making a mistake. Shneimer v'sham shnei b'nei Eli chafni u'pinchas kohanim la'Hashem, that they served as kohanim. Savor l'karav da Amrav Pinchas lo chata. We're assuming like Rav who said that Pinchas did not do the aver. Rabbi Yonosan learns from there that chafni must have not sinned either, because makish chafni l'pinchas ma Pinchas lo chata av chafni lo chata elamani mekayim asher. But it says they slept with all these women. So mitok sheshoas kinean. No, they didn't really sleep with these women. They delayed the bringing of their kabanos shlo halchu etzel balein, and therefore they kept these women away from their husbands an extra night. So malaleno kasuv kiilu shchavim. So the pasuk treats it as if they had slept with them, even though they didn't actually sleep with them. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Gufa in the continuation of the discussion of Chafni and Pinchas of the Bnei Eli. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Shnayach.